Yesterday we discussed the meaning of Torah, how these parshas are muksha, the behirus, the clarity that limit that Torah gives a person. In these parshas we also see another moedik yisod, and that's the hagdama, how the person zoicha to that clarity and to that behirus of that Torah gives a person. And the answer is obviously with tefillah. We know already from Svam Kadmoinim that without a good shachris in the morning, a person can't have clarity in Torah. What's the kesha? These parshas you see a moedik hoira in Avodas Hashem in Inyanim of tefillah. Yidua, the Baal Shem Tov explains why is it the Chazal say that a person's nena b'tfilas mincha more than the other tfilas. So Baal Shem Tov said, he explained that a person gets up to shachris, his mind is clear, he's ready for avodas Hashem. He hasn't been oisik in anything else yet. Marev, it's the end of the day, everything's behind him already, he's finished his day, now he can get to be chstelen, he can stand and daven marev. Mincha finds a person bang in the middle of the day. He's in the middle, he's in his office, and he's knocking the door. Would you like to be mashlim? Hatzenta for tefillas mincha. Suddenly he remembers, oy vey, mincha, ruchnius, chai oyla, what am I doing here? And suddenly he gets into a whole bilbil. In other words, in the whole Indian of tefillah, is tefillah we know, we discussed already once, that tefillah is chai shah. Chai shah is kind of the opposite of chai olam. Tefillah gives a person a shake and it says, woi, chai shah, what am I doing here in inyanim of chai shah? I wish I'd be able to be oisik all the time in inyanim of chai olam. And that's how tefillah says the bashanda, that's why Chazal say that tefillah's mincha is the ikah, his kablis of the tefillah, because tefillah's mincha chaps a person out of the chai shah and gives him his shtokikus to be dovak to chai inyanim of chai olam. If you look carefully at the psukim and Shmois Ve'era, you see it. Klal Yisrael were working in Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael were working hard in Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael were working hard for their pranosa. And the pasuk keeps on saying, "Hatal shavosa min avoida, Naishma Hashem tzarkosa min avoida." Klal Yisrael were working so hard, and the tshuka was they were davening to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and saying, "I wish we would be able to be zoicha to be oisik and chay oilam." And they were workaholics, not beretzaynim, but they were forced. They were mamish working all the time. They had no time for ruchnius. And the tefillah of Klal Yisrael were davening in the Mitzrayim was a tefillah of chai shah, with pashim tefillah, atal shavos nakim min avoida. That's the davening. When a person davens, he says to Rabban Shleinim, I'm busy in Moisik and in the onim of chai shah, and I have a chukka to be Moisik and chai oilam. And that's why he davens, that's why he prays. His heart is broken, he wishes to be able to focus more in the onim nitzchim, and not in the onim of chai shah. That's the koyach of tefillah that's being nisgale in this week's parishes. All that tefillahs are tefillah mincha, are mincha tefillahs. The whole minchas, all tefillahs that find them in the middle of their work and they're crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Minha Voida Dafka. That's why you find that in Shachris and in Marev, what's the tefillah before Shmoyin Esrat? Both in Shachris, both in Marev, we talk about Yitzis Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim Galtonu, Mabes Avodim, Pedisonu. What's the Shachris? Why is that the Hagdama to Shmoyin Esrat? There it is, because Mitzrayim taught us how to crack to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, take us out of Chai Yisham, bring us into Chai Olam. There we were working, Mabes Avodim, there we were working. We were slaves to our work. Today, slaves to our work is a person's rotten, possibly a person's bechira. Then it was against our bechira. We were forced to be slaves to our work. And we were crying out to the Rabbi Shalom, min avoida, take us out. So when a person sets the daven and tefillah, Shmanesra, which Shmanesra is a bechira of Chai Shah, so then you have to proceed, you have to learn how, about the gaguim of the Yidin and Mitzrayim, how they used the tefillah to climb out of Chai Shah with a chukka to Chai Oilam. His meila, that's the tefillah, that's the hagdama. That's the Hagdama to the Tefillah of Tefillah Shachris, Tefillah Marev. He made it, that's the Hora that we have to take out. If a person wants to be Zerchataka to Torah, to be Zerchataka to a clear cup in Torah, if a person has to daven to Rabbein Shalom, that he should elevate him out of all the Bechinas and Chai Oilam. A person is Makabalot of Oil Malchus Shemaim, is Mavim Remena Oil Malchus Veril Dercheres, is the Mishnah Berkei of it. If a person Mamish daven to Rabbein Shalom, I only want to be Oisik and Chai Oilam, and please Hashem help me that I should have minimal amounts of Oisik and Chai Yishah, that is the Mahus of Tefillah, that is what Tefillah is supposed to be doing to a person. And then the Rabbein Shalom is Malahim from the Bechina of Chai Yishah, and then the Bein Shalom brings him into the Bechina of Chai Olam, which is Torah. Torah is the Bechina of Kiyim Chayenu, that's the Bechina of Chai Olam, and that's the Hakdama of yesterday, that a person has to always daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should be Zoicha if he's got an all and he's got Shibudim. He should daven to Rabbein Shalom Min HaAvoida, from the Shibudim. Those are the most powerful tefillahs, that he should Zoicha to get out of those Shibudim into a life of Chai Olam, Chai Nitzchim, and Merim Yemein Omin. Amen.